What's wrong? Are we missing some people? Is that what's going on? Well, praise God for those of you that are here. All right. Let us turn in our either your Bible that you brought or your pew Bible to Matthew chapter 23. Now, for those who may not be familiar with the Bible, is Matthew in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament. And that's like a really small part of the Bible, just the back third or so. And so what's the first book of the New Testament? Matthew. There we go. All right. While you're looking for that, if also you'd take your sermon outline from your bulletin and find a pencil or a pen and follow along. I did something a little different on the back this week. It's the history of Amazing Grace and how it came about. Thought you might be interested in that. So sometimes hymns have a unique and powerful history that gives the song its even more power after you understand that. All right. Has everyone found Matthew chapter 23? Once you have found that, if you would put your finger in it and stand up with me, if you are able. And let us hold that Bible above our heads and say the Bible pledge like we mean it this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, it's interesting. Sometimes, please remain standing for the Scripture, but different parts mean more to me on different Sundays, and sometimes my mind is alert is the hardest part of that whole thing, isn't it? Yeah, all right. Matthew chapter 23. We'll be reading verses 1 through 4, and then 27 and 28. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore do whatever they teach you and follow it, but do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. They tie up heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on the shoulders of others, but they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which on the outside look beautiful, but inside they are full of the bones of the dead and of all kinds of filth. So you also on the outside look righteous to others, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. I have to take a little personal privilege here this morning. Two very special people are amongst us. English teachers is amongst a word. My mom is probably really embarrassed right now. But anyway, my mom and dad are here, Jim and Carolyn Durst. Could you give a hand, mom and dad? So, many of you have asked what has caused this thing called Eric Dirks, and now you know, it's all their fault. No, they have been traveling, and so they have been out of the state even, and so, matter of fact, out of the country for a time, and so I am glad they're here, because this is the first time they've been here since Jamie and I and the boys moved here. So let us pray this morning. Gracious and holy God, we do give you thanks and praise. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for this book we call the Bible that has 66 wonderful books in it, Lord, that teach us your way and show us issues that people have in their lives and how you help them deal with it, God. We ask that you have your powerful presence among us right now. Help this preacher get out of the way so your word can truly be heard. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Well, just to remind you of how I came about this teaching series called The Cries of Today's Teens, a month or so ago, I asked our youth director and also our high school football coach about issues that their youth are going through, rubber meets the road type issues that are affecting their lives. And if you've been here every week, you probably know these by heart, but some people, I hope, have not been here and are new, and so I want to share with them what our awesome youth told us are the issues they're dealing with. Temptation, parties, drugs, and alcohol, sex and pregnancy, cursing and taking the Lord's name in vain, finding time for faith, defending their faith and being a contagious Christian, parents and hypocriticalness, forgiving others, etc., etc. And some pretty powerful things. Matter of fact, I'll probably be able to revisit these many times over the next year or so as we lift some of them up. But today I want to focus on the youth subject of parents and hypocriticalness. Parents and hypocriticalness. This is a difficult subject because we live in a culture of deceit. We really live in a culture of deceit. People don't say what they mean or mean what they say. We have come to the point in our culture where politicians have spin doctors that help them figure out how to say something they don't want to say and how not to say something when it sounds like they said it. If you follow that, you're smarter than me.